Well, Lee, it's time for our headliner. It's time for Tiffany Davis. The Daily Candy.
I can't believe she's still with the Daily Candy.
What do you mean you can't believe?
Like, what, 10 years?
She's been with them a long time.
She was
good.
When they were the just a little candy. Before they were big candy.
It was kind of like a snack. Snack candy.
Yeah,
now
she was,
daily
they were
candy.
They were like the snack size, and now they're like the jumbo supersized bar.
Right.
And she's still there.
Well, Tiffany Davis is back with us. She is the Atlanta editor for the Daily Candy, one of the biggest newsletters out there for people looking for information on everything that you can possibly find. And today we're going to be talking about certain things to do around your community, groups that you can get together with, social communities to exercise. Tiffany,
yep.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Are you eating?
Yes, she's eating. Am I eating now? Her boyfriend's a chef. Of course she's eating.
Still?
Yeah.
She's still with that guy?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's serious.
This is ridiculously serious.
Well, I'm happy for you. I think it's great.
Thanks, guys.
So what's been going on with you?
What has been going on? Well, I've been traveling a lot.
Daily candy travel? Is this daily candy travel or is this just personal fun travel?
Some work, some play. A little bit of both.
I got you.
But I've been to a couple of different beaches and I've been up north to New York to kind of meet with the team, and all of us editors get together a few times a year. So we got to do that, and I've been to Philadelphia. I mean, it's pretty much been living out of a suitcase for the past month. So I'm really excited to be back here doing something grounded in one place with you guys.
Well, we're glad that you're on with us as well. So tell us, what do you have for us? What is out there for people to do for fitness, you know, with their communities?
Okay, so here in Atlanta, where I'm based, and you guys are here too, it's just getting to the point where it's reasonable to go back outside and put on some tennis shoes and do something that'll make you sweat. I mean, otherwise, maybe a couple of weeks ago, you could just sit on your front porch and you would sweat. Now you can go out, you can go for a walk, you go for a jog, you go to the park, and so there's no better reason to grab a friend and to get out of the gym and to actually do something physical outside. I mean, it's gorgeous.
I wish I could freeze this time of the year right now, because for me, there's nothing better than getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning and being able to go for a run at like 70 degrees where it's just perfect.
I like to go in the middle of the afternoon when it's like 90.
Yeah, he likes to sweat a lot. So
if I'm going to do it, I might as well sweat. I mean, why bother doing it if you're not going to be drenched in sweat?
Well, and it feels like it's like your warm-up is done for you. By the time you get outside, the sun just zaps you and you're like, okay,
exactly, done. Exactly.
So a couple of different ideas from across all of our city editions, gotten with some of the other editors for their ideas about fun things to do in a group. So this first thing I came up with were customized urban bike sessions around your city, and they're popping up all over the country.
Oh, how cool is that? That is such a great idea. Like you go on a bike tour around like your city?
Right, and it's not the people that are wearing like the Kellogg's tracksuits,
right,
and like doing like shadow skate style biking around town. Like they're actually people that are novices, and all you need are like knee pads and a helmet, and someone is leading you from, you know, the front of the pack. They're a professional, and everyone else can kind of go at their own pace. And here in Atlanta, there's a group called Bicycle Tours of Atlanta, but you can find them literally. You just type in custom bike tour in your city, and things pop up all over the place, and you can take tours based on historical things around your town. You can take tours based on culinary milestones around your town. I mean, you can kind of theme them any way you'd like. There are great ones like right in the hub of downtown cities,
right,
and then there are also some around like, you know, your older town squares and places in the suburbs that you really would just pass by in your car and you wouldn't stop to actually consider until you're on a bike and kind of going at a slower pace and
now,
being able to hear other people talk to you and stop and start.
Now, do you have to bring your own bike, Tiffany, or do they have them supplied for you and you just rent them?
It's either or. Like, I think, you know, there are Segway tours that are all over this country now where you can actually get your own Segway. And there are
don't have to bring your own Segway to those.
Yeah.
You do not. But they'll supply them for you. And so there are some companies that will give you bikes, and then there are some where you can, you know, if you're kind of trying to master your own bike, you're free to bring that too.
Oh, wow. That's such a great idea. I like that a lot.
You did that when we were in Tampa.
What's that?
You did?
Well, you rented a bike. You didn't get a tour.
Right. I just rented a bike and went on my own tour. But I think it's great where you can go into a town and go around the place rather than just doing it in a car. Just you get on a bike or on a Segway. That's killer. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's great for kind of converting a non-active activity into an active one. I mean, if you have like a food group or you have like a movie group or a history group, you guys are just sitting around talking and you can kind of put a spin on that and take it out on the road.
Nice.
So the second thing that the second kind of trend that I've seen is popping up is this thing called critical mass. Have you all heard of that before?
No, that's why we have you on, Tiffany, because you're on the cutting edge.
So we don't have to think.
Right. You're the cutting edge person who's what's out there. So that's why we love when you're on.
It's like cruise control. So in this instance, critical mass means it's you Google it, obviously, and there are all these websites that pop up. It's basically this ad hoc group of people in cities across the world that will pick a day during the month, and they'll bike to and from work. Usually it's going to be on a Friday, and they'll, you know, it'll be when the weather is nice, and you go online, you find out when your city's next critical mass event is going to be, and a lot of cities have actually started shutting down some city streets or shutting down certain lanes so that it's more bike friendly, so you don't have to be nervous about biking, you know, into a more busy part of town.
Right on 285, it gets a little dicey sometimes here.
Yeah, you don't want to bike on the interstate. But let's say you're biking in Atlanta around the Capitol. Sometimes they'll make some lanes around there a little bit more biker friendly during critical mass days. So you Google critical mass, and you can bike to and from work in your business suit or whatever, and not feel like you're going to get hit by a car or a city bus.
And this has nothing to do with the Catholic Church.
No, not at all. Okay. And on the website, you go there, and they're saying, we are not trying to cause trouble. We are not trying to, we're not bikers / graffiti artists. It's just people that want to have a good time, chill out on a Friday, and take a leisurely ride around the city.
Wow, that's a great idea. And now that, there's, they're actually passing legislation in certain cities now to have bike lanes, like in Colorado and other places across, so that's actually a great thing. Wow!
Of course, they're going to do it in Colorado first.
Right, but what a great thing to cut back on energy. To get on your bike, Lee. You're all about that.
Yeah, I a lot of times I'll put my bike on the back of my Hummer and I'll do, it's important to do my part.
Nice, very good. Critical mass. What's the website? Critical.
I think it's just you just Google critical mass. Just it's probably criticalmass.org. But each city has like their own sites for it.
Gotcha. Great. That's a great thing. I like that.
Up next, because I can't ever leave this out, sports and singles groups kind of go together. I don't know why. I think it's because people don't have to wear that many clothes and they want to get out and sweat in front of members of the opposite sex.
Don't you think it's kind of... Now, I've played in co-ed sports before. I think it's kind of an interesting dynamic when you play in them because you get to really... in a sporting event... You get to really bring out the competitive nature of humans, and you put and you combine them. I think it tells a lot about your particular, if you're thinking somebody, you want to maybe go out with that particular person, you get to see how they react in competition. And it kind of either makes you get more attractive or you go, okay, that's not for me.
A little
not
too intense. A little too much drama
I need a little less than that one. But I think that's great. I think it's really good.
Yeah, it's a really good stress test for people, I think.
Yeah, and it does.
It brings out their true colors. I mean, I've grown people pout and, like, kick dirt over, games, and you look at them completely differently after you see them do that, So, so Googling places like Softball Sundays in Chicago.
Oh, nice.
Or Kickball Atlanta. There are tons of kickball leagues around the country, and kickball is easy because there really are, like, three rules. I mean, you can obviously do softball, baseball, bowling, all those, but it's really easy to find kickball leagues around the country.
What about dodgeball leagues?
It's easy to do that too, but I don't know. Something about getting hit in the face, like, that's not as sexy as...
Well, it depends what you're into, Tiffany.
Kickball
well,
and trotting around some diamonds and some shorts. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Depends what you're into.
And everybody can kick. Everybody can kick. You know?
I don't know, You'll find
potentially...
I don't know. And you know what's funny?
I don't judge you guys. You guys are a little judgmental in this area.
Kickball is one of those things where it really brings you back to being a kid. When was the last time you played kickball, Lee? When was the last time?
I have no idea.
Right. And I remember the one thing about kickball that was really important is like, oh, no bouncy. No, you can't throw the bouncy one. You got to like throw it flat. You know, that was always
exactly.
a thing.
You got to roll it.
Right. And no curve. You can't.
No spin.
No spin. You couldn't do that either. Well, that's great. Kickball? Softball?
Yeah. Well, you can throw the ball at them to get them out.
That's right.
Like dodgeball.
Well, I like that.
That's crossing over into dodgeball.
Man. See, if you were single, see what you, all these things you can do.
There's a lot more.
I don't want to hear any person who's single complain about they can't meet somebody.
Yeah. Between the
internet and the single sports leagues, I mean, the life.
Craigslist.
The world is your,
oyster.
The world is your oyster. Don't even tell me how hard it is to find someone. You're crazy.
Yeah, great. We all have a significant other, and we're giving advice to single people. That's great.
I know.
Well, those are great things. What else we have?
So up next, you know, for people that kind of, you know, they're not into organized sports per se, this might be good for somebody like Lee, are things like City Chase. And City Chase is, it's like part scavenger hunt, part like city adventure sports extreme challenge. So if you think of being on The Amazing Race, but there isn't a camera crew following you, that's what City Chase is. You sign up in team two or more, just even numbered teams. And there are leagues for this thing all over the world. You go to citychase.com.
Oh, how awesome is this?
Or citychaseusa.com. Literally, Hong Kong has City Chase. Melbourne has City Chase. Chicago has City Chase.
Do they do family ones? Because that would be a fun family event.
Yeah, you can sign up in families. There's nothing that's going to be, you know, physically exerting but not physically dangerous. And there are, you know, there's mental challenges. And there are physical ones.
Oh,
and
man. We have to get involved with this, doctor. We got to do this.
This is such a great idea. How did you find this, Tiffany? This is really
we
such
covered
a...
it. We covered it in New York, believe it or not, about a year ago. And Atlanta's first one was this past spring.
Wow. This nice. Is great. What a great idea.
And how often do they do them here in Atlanta?
I'm guessing they do it probably twice a year. I haven't seen the fall one posted yet. But I know that they try and do them in spring and fall. So I'm looking out for the one that's probably going to be in the next couple of months in Atlanta.
Wow. Great. And they have them in Philadelphia, San Diego, Chicago, New York City. They have all the world, but participating ones around the states here. That's great. That seems like a ton of fun. Lee, I'm all into this.
Yeah, that seems like fun for you. Tell me how it goes.
And it's only 4 to 6 hours. I can tell how psyched you are about this city day, but it's only 4 to 6 hours. You can't take taxis. You can't, you know, taxis are a form of cheating, obviously. You're not supposed to, like, enlist the help of people that live around town to, like, give you shelter and food and water. But
and you know what?
It's Dr. kind of like a team-building kind of challenge that you can do in your own backyard.
Dr. Fitness knows somebody who's buddies with Phil from The Amazing Race to get special tips.
I don't know anybody
You do. Your buddy Jody's
husband.
That's
right. I do know somebody. I do know someone from The Amazing. That's right. Okay. All right.
How did they fare? I'm sorry. I'm just curious.
He's the host.
Right. He's buddies with the host.
Right.
Oh,
the host. He's the guy who does the hosting of the show. So,
okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Lee.
He had a big bike event, Phil, to raise money for some charity.
All right. So citychase.com. I'm going to check that out. And also citychaseusa.com. Check that out.
Yep.
Nice. Very good.
All right. And then, of course, there are the purely recreational leagues. And there are some that have taken, you know, it's organized team sports for people that are not sports stars. They're not former, you know, football, All-American, jock types. And, for example, there's this one league called Underdog Seattle, which is based in Seattle, obviously. But it's for people that were kind of the bench warmers in middle school. I mean, you start at back to basics. Anything from flag football to mini golf to volleyball to softball. I mean, it's one of the less competitive leagues out there, but they have a lot of fun. And you just go to underdogseattle.com. It lasts for about 8 weeks. There are places like this probably around the country, too. I would Google adult sports league and beer. I'm sure you're likely to find it. But you're just looking for places that don't take themselves too seriously. That's a great place to start.
Right. If you go to their website, you'll see that one of the criteria to join is you have had to have a wedgie at some point in your life.
Exactly. And then you know that you're going to fit right in. You don't,
Wow, that's great.
You're not caught up in the points.
If you've been hung up on a... you know, by a fence, by your underwear, you're in.
Wow.
You might have to show some video of that, though.
You might need to bring your books as your, you know, your
A great thing. 8 weeks at a clip, so this way you don't get too, you know, if you're, you know, it's not.
Look, these are all the nerds that are inventing the websites that these things are from.
People trying to get active. That's what it's all about. I like this. This is great stuff, Tiffany. Good stuff.
Totally. And then I just had some general tips for, you know, what if none of these things are available in your town, which I highly doubt. But
well, start your own league.
To kind of start your own. I mean, you can scout out the baseball fields and soccer fields at your local city park. You can always take, like, just a six-pack down there, you know, down to the baseball fields, down to the diamonds, and just look around and kind of chill out and see what adults show up. I mean, pickup games happen everywhere. And if you want to be, if you want to have a friend, be a friend.
That's great advice. Because no, I'm serious. A lot. I got started in a group that has been doing playing soccer for over 15 years, and I just happened to be running by one day at a park, saw them playing. I'm like, oh, I wonder what that's about. And they just said, hey, you want to come by? Just come on by. And I've been doing it for the last 7 years. So I, that's the type of stuff that you just go to a park and just look around. Great tip.
Yeah, the same rules apply when you're, you know, an adult as when you're 5 years old. Nothing changes. You know, go to your local clubs, your local sports clubs, and ask the instructors what they do when they're not at work, because they're likely to be doing something that takes them away from the gym. And so if you're looking for something that's not just an aerobics or step class and you want to do it in a group setting, that's a great place to look to. They always have good tips. If you have kids that are involved in sports, you can always try and do organized pre- or post-game, like pickup games with the other parents on the team. And a lot of kids' sports leagues are looking for volunteers for referees, which is really physical. And, you know, at the same time, you're not playing for points, but you are having to run a field, and there are other people your age that are going to be around reffing, going out after the game, going out before the game, kind of, you know, making a social setting out of helping somebody else, too. You can always look to it that way. And then you also check at local sporting goods stores and trophy shops, because they're always going to know what teams are coming in and out year after year, and really what teams are good coming in and out year after year. That can kind of hook you up with a local sports scene and a local social scene as well.
Nice. Well, Tiffany, this is just loads of great information. Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, learn stuff, I mean, every time you come on the show. So this is great, great information. We really appreciate you taking the time. And check out our new website. You'll see a picture of yourself on our friends and
you've probably seen it.
Check it out. Have you seen it, Tiffany?
I'm Googling right now.
Go to our friends.
I actually was on the link for the show, so I think I wasn't on the. I was on the sound side of the site.
Okay, go to the friends and guests. You'll see a little blurb. You'll see
a picture of you, or it's allegedly you. We haven't seen you in so long. It could be anybody.
Yeah, Tiffany, we need to see your pretty face here in the studio. We like seeing you. We like when you're here.
Guys.
We like it.
Thank you.
We like you.
And oh, my gosh. You're superheroes. I'm on it.
Yeah, we're superheroes. You now go to friends and guests.
You know, maybe now you guys should write something about us.
You haven't seen us lately, but Tiffany, we wear capes and spandex outfits when we do the show.
Lee, I didn't know you had an Audi.
You did not know that. See that? If you would come to the studio, you would know that. Now, also, do you know that we're going to lose 50 pounds because Sobe Fit magazine is doing a big
profile? There's a magazine
profile
we want you to check out. Check out Sobe Fit magazine. It's a great magazine that's out of South Beach, but it's going to be a national magazine very soon. Great content, great information. You got to see it. When you come by, we'll actually give you a copy of it. It's really great, great new magazine that's out there. Check it out.
Okay, that sounds fantastic.
Well, Tiffany, always a pleasure talking to you. We can't wait to speak to you next month or the next time we'll see you or talk to you. It's always a pleasure.
All right. You guys have a good one. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Tiffany. We'll talk real soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Tiffany Davis from thedailycandy.com. Check them out, dailycandy.com. Great information every day from their website. Tiffany is the Atlanta editor. And I want to thank our fantastic.
And while you're online, checking that out.
And when you're online, while you're checking her out, make sure you check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our awesome website, our great interviews, our wellness minutes, and our book, and lots of other stuff. But you got to go there to check it out.